Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The firestorm over a fatal accident in Milford last month that allegedly involved an illegal immigrant driver is fueling a new push on Beacon Hill to tighten immigration laws. Surrounded by several local law enforcement officials yesterday, a bipartisan group of lawmakers unveiled a bill to stiffen penalties and curb benefits for immigrants living in Massachusetts illegally. WBUR's Bianca Boskis-Tonis reports.
The bipartisan bill would increase fines for anyone driving without a license and make it harder for people without licenses to register their cars. Representative George Peterson from Grafton helped sponsor the bill.
Clearly, the penalties that are outlined under current statutes don't go far enough to deter people from driving without a license. So this will increase the penalties, hopefully, to change that kind of thought process.
Lawmakers sponsoring the new measure say recent high-profile driving incidents involving illegal immigrants mobilized them and their constituents, especially the case in Milford last month, where an illegal immigrant was charged with vehicular homicide and driving while drunk after allegedly running over a motorcyclist with his truck. Senator Bruce Tarr says those incidents compel them to rework an immigration bill that passed in the Senate in 2010.
I would say what's changed is we have a more unified effort between the House and the Senate, both parties, both chambers, and that's why we're going to move forward. Go ahead, Byron, I'm sorry.
The bill doesn't just focus on driving. It also proposes a complaint process for residents to report people they believe are working illegally. And it makes it illegal to grant immigrant students in-state tuition if they're in the country without papers. As it is, these students don't get a break on tuition, but this measure would codify that policy into law. Lawmakers say they were careful, however, to write a bill that was clearly within state jurisdiction and wouldn't run into the federal legal challenges that have stymied laws passed in Arizona, Georgia, and Alabama. But immigrant advocates still have trouble with the measure.
The bill is so far-reaching into areas that have nothing to do with the problems that were identified.
Frank Soltz is the spokesman for the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition. He says the bill goes too far by setting up the complaint process and banning in-state tuition.
To try to ban that in this bill, it just seems to be taking a real problem and blowing it out of proportion.
Soltz says lawmakers should work on reforming the federal immigration laws rather than scapegoating immigrants. Governor Patrick wouldn't comment on the bill since he says he hasn't read it.
I'm not really interested in legislation that just legislates things we're already doing. If this actually breaks new ground and makes a real contribution and does something that state government should be doing as opposed to what the federal government should be doing, then I expect to be able to support it, but we'll have to see.
It's not clear when or if this immigration bill will come up for debate. But it is clear state lawmakers and officials are feeling around for solutions to what they consider local immigration problems. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Boskis-Tonis at the Statehouse.